art self-education. We are all artists. Preface. All are welcome to this technique, even those who angrily object to it. If you are one of those individuals and don't like using reference tools, start with a freehand sketch and a color study. But please, don't use the color theory or grids or measure the size of one thing by the size of another, because that is just this technique with extra steps. What is more, is that this technique is a superior teacher of shape and color than anything else in this world. It places mastery of painting in the hands of all the people of the world. Let the world learn, and let it learn by subtle analogy to what it grasps. Do not stand in its way. Do not stand in the way of progress. Above all, this technique, while being a way to create beautiful paintings, is a teacher. This technique is the world's first free art class that will take you all the way up. The first lecture is to take a sunny selfie, load it up an image reference tool in Krita, stretch the reference image over the full canvas, and use the reference image as a source of shape and color. The cruel, the ones suffering from the sunk cost fallacy, and those who have used art to make themselves special, to elevate themselves above all others, while cutting them off and never teaching a thing, will attack back. They will attack with problems in their own heads and jealousy and sometimes maybe hate. The disorder of indirectly tracing source image by means of grids while rejecting a direct trace with wall projectors or semi-transparent reference images runs deep. People have been analyzing Vermeer paintings to see if he is a real master, or if you used a projector or a camera obscura. Well, he did, just not in the stupid and shallow way that the haters want him to use it so that they can discredit him and burn all his art and stand above him as greater or better. Boy, what a disgrace a bully is. He and many others used camera obscura to study light and color. He used it to study shapes of the face as they are not as we want them to be. Later, people would learn by studying his paintings and calling him a master. Don't let bullies get to you. This technique produces perfectly valid paintings, but even this pales in comparison to how quickly people master art by creating those works. We are talking a pandemonium level event here. Cats and dogs living together. Art hysteria. Internet trolls going from paint.exe to towering over Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, and Michelangelo, and other creative turtles. Ladies and gentlemen, a great injustice has befallen the world. We have all become artists with the invention of digital painting, but this has been kept from us by mediocrity, jealousy, hate, and the stupid notion of copying shapes indirectly by means of grids. Long ago, a bunch of morons destroyed art and artists by stamping it with a red denied stamp and denying access to the world's most famous gallery. Artists who use heart and soul to create works were cut by disgusting little moderators who are little more than big, fat, white lies. Out of that darkness, that stupid cult, Impressionism emerged. People rejected the mainstream and found a way around that idiocy. With the advent of digital painting and even inexpensive wall projectors, the world has become ready for a new revolution. A revolution that rejects indirect use of reference images and embraces them as the main source of shape and color. We have to remind the world that we are one, and that we are equally intelligent, and that we are all to converge on peace and wisdom in the future. That the world has no room for belittling or hate or jealousy or arrogance towards artists or any being. This technique is to teach us how to capture perfect depictions of our loved ones in the way that we truly see them, and to open the gateways to the world of art and maybe beyond. This technique is meant to forever remind all that we are all artists, and that we were all artists all along.